We're in the middle of Torah Yud Gimel in Chelek Aleph. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 40, the left-hand column, Kapitel Zayin, paragraph Zayin. Just to give a short introduction, Rabbeinu Zal in this Torah Likutei Moran, in the beginning, discussed a few important items that take place in Yiddishkeit, and especially related to tzaddikim. The first item Rabbeinu Zal started off speaking about is the union of Lahamshich Hashgocha Shlema. We know that a lot of what takes place in this world, that everything that takes place in this world, takes place under Hashem's supervision. Kaviyochel, even though Hashem is supervising everything, there are different levels of Hashgocha. Lahavdil, by a person, you can have a case where a person is watching somebody, and they're not necessarily in the same room as the person. They could be next door and keeping an eye on the person. As long as they're in the same apartment, they could be watching the person. It could still be called watching the person. And when a person's dealing with a child, let's say, with a more delicate situation, a more sensitive item, you watch it much more closely. Then you don't watch it from a different room or from a distance. You watch it much more closely. Kaviyochel, when we talk about Hashem watching the world and keeping an eye on the world, it's understood that the eye that Hashem keeps on Bnei Yisrael is different from what He keeps lahavdil on the goyim. That on Bnei Yisrael, Kaviyochel, Hashem is looking at them much more closely, which in most instances is to our advantage. This hashgocha shlema, that Hashem is watching us more closely, implies more brachos, more toiv, a much closer relationship to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal discussed that what's needed in order to be zeche to this hashgocha shlema, it requires breaking taivas momoin. And Rabbeinu Zal proved this, and he explained how breaking taivas momoin is dependent on tztaka, and he explained how taivas momoin represents avodah zarah, and the avodah zarah brings out the anger of Hashem. And when a person is zeche to break the wrong type of desire for money, then he cools off this anger. This is an union of chasodim, of kindness. This is an union of binyan beis hamikdosh, because kindness leads to binyan bayis, va'ani baroiv chazdecho ovoi veisecho. And then Rabbeinu Zal said that the binyan of the beis hamikdosh is an union of das, an union of sechel, because the Gemara makes a statement, kol mi sheyesh bo ideya kilu nivne beis hamikdosh biyomov, that whoever has sechel, it's as if his beis hamikdosh has already been built, because the most significant factor in the beis hamikdosh was the sechel, the fact that the focal point of the whole beis hamikdosh was the Oren Kodesh, which had in it the luchos, the Torah, the Chachma, and so too the Sanhedrin that sat in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was the foundation of Torah for Bnei Yisrael. Even though the Beis HaMikdosh in general is called a Beis Tefillah, there's a pasuk that says, Ki Beisi, Beis Tefillah, Hikorei L'chol Amim. So you would say if it's a Beis Tefillah, then the most important thing is the Karbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. And yet we see that the Beis HaMikdash is called a center for Das and Sechel, just like in our shuls, which are called a Mikdash Ma'at, the center, the most significant part of the shul is the Oren Kodesh, the Torah that's in the shul. And the foundation of the tefillah is the Kriyas HaTorah that we have on Monday and Thursday, on Shabbos. That's what really gives the tefillah a base. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Meser Oznoi Mishmoya Torah, Gam Tefilosoi Toyevo, that if a person is not connected to the Torah, that person's tefillah is also considered disgusting to Hashem. So these were some of the things that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about. And then Rabbeinu Zal spoke about his galus ha-Torah, about a tzaddik bringing new revelations of Torah into the world, and how that's parallel to this hashgocha shlema, that just as kaviyochel, when Hashem watches us, He watches with His eye. This doesn't mean in any physical sense, spiritually. And the eye, the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as four, the number four, the tlas gavnin de'eino ubas ayin, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. So too, when a tzaddik draws chidushei Torah into the world, new Torah into the world, It's also these four levels. The Torah is also split out into four branches. The ta'amim, nekudos, tagin, and osios, the musical trup, and the vowels, and the crowns on the letters, and the letters themselves. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about that, about the concept of a tzaddik bringing new chidushei Torah to the world, and how what's needed to be able to do that, a tzaddik has to first be able to be mal in nefoshos. He has to first have a group of nefoshos around himself, and he has to be able to elevate them, and as a reward, in a sense, for his elevating these nefoshos, he's able to bring down new chidushei Torah, new divrei Torah to the world. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about how that was connected to the Merkava of Hashem, where the Merkava of Hashem is also described as a four-cornered throne, and the four chayos haMerkava, the Aryeh, the Shoyer, the Nesher, and the Odom. And Rabbeinu Zal explained those items in detail. Then we had the story of Rabbi Yoina. The last item that we had was where Rabbeinu Zal mentioned the story in the Gemara, and he showed how in that story was merumas many of the concepts that we had discussed until then in the Torah. And this is pretty much where we had left off in paragraph Zion. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ach tzorich levakesh ma'oid. A person has to seek out very, very much v'lachzor achar chochom kozeh, and to search, to find this type of chacham, ulavakesh me'Hashem yizborach, sheyizge limtzei chacham kozeh, and a person has to be mispalel to Hashem, to be zeche to find a chacham of this caliber, sheyikabeitz nefoshois, a chacham who's on the level of being able to gather together nefoshois of Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, for example, when students come to him, there's different types of rabbonim. There's a rov who comes in, he gives a shir to a talmidim, and he walks away, and period. It's understood that there's no major connection. On one hand, he's feeding them, he's giving them spiritual food, this nourishment, the divrei Torah, the dvar Torah, for the hour or the half hour, but he doesn't really interest himself or involve himself in being misaken their individual nefoshos, number one, and number two, in weaving them together as a group to form a unit of nefoshos by which he can accomplish certain things. We mentioned before that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a turn in Kudimran that we find that Elisha HaNovi is referred to in two different ways in the Navi. In some places he's called Elisha, in some places he's called Elisha Ish HaElokim, Elisha the heavenly being. And the Gemara says that when he was by himself, he's called Elisha. When he was with his Talmidim, he's called Elisha Ish HaElokim, implying that a tzaddik's strength is definitely affected and determined to a degree by the nefoshos that are attached to him, that are associated with him. Just as the Arizal points out that when Bnei Yisrael got involved in the Pagama, the Egel HaZohov, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, you go down now. Moshe Rabbeinu was in heaven. Hashem said, go down. The Gemara Darshan's Reid Migdulascha. Go down from the level that you're on, from the height that you're on. Because Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, any height, any aliyah that I've given you only based on the Yidden, based on your Talmidim. If they fall, then automatically you have to fall also. So we see that the aliyahs and yiridos of a tzaddik to some degree are affected and determined by the nefoshos that he's oisik with. So Rabbeinu Zal says a Jew can involve himself with different types of rabbis or different types of tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to be mevakesh ma'oid v'lachzer achar chochem kozeh ulevakesh me'ashem izborah sheyizke limtzei chochem kozeh sheyikabetz nefoshos, one who gathers together nefoshos v'bechinas v'loikeach nefoshos chochem. As the Pasuk says, that one of the responsibilities of a chacham is to be loikeach nefoshos, to take the nefoshos, the yale oisam, and to elevate them, to bring them closer to Hashem, the yoreid imohem toiro, and to bring down, once he elevates these neshamos, when they come back down, he brings down with them toiro. Ki gam hachacham biatzmoi i efsher shiase zois besechel echod. Because the Chochem himself cannot do this with one sechel, with one unit of sechel. Ki heim shnei sechliim. There are two different types of Chochmah that are involved here. Ma shemekabetz hanefoshos hu sechel echod. The wisdom that a Chochem needs to be able to be mekabetz nefoshos, to be able to take Jews who are very different. The Gemara says, just like their faces are different, they think differently. And for a Chochem to be able to take them and bring them together and form a unit out of them, that itself takes a sechel. And this that the Chochem is male, these nefoshes, he elevates them and brings back down to the world, Torah, with these nefoshes as they're coming back down, chusechel acher. That's a second type of wisdom entirely. V'zeh b'chinas shin shel gimel roshin v'shin shel dalid roshin. This is the concept that we have on the tefillin. When a person puts on tefillin, on the bias of that's put on the shel roish, we know that there are two shins. There's one shin that has three heads to it. There's another shin that has four heads to it. Rabbi Nizal says, "Shehashnei shinin heim hashnei sechliim." These two shins represent two types of sechel, two types of wisdom. We know that the letter shin bichlal represents wisdom, because the shin has three branches, just like the moyach has three branches, chochma, bina, and das, or keser, chochma, and bina. So the shin in general represents wisdom, and we find that there are two different types of wisdom, two different types of shins, just as the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss that sometimes there's gimel moichin, sometimes there's dalet moichin. They quote a posuk by the one who was given the privilege of building the Mishkan, which was Bezalel. Over there, the Pasuk mentions four types of wisdom that Hashem has given him, Chochma, Lasos b'chol Malocha. The Pasuk mentions four individual types of Sechel that Bezalel had, corresponding to this Shin Shel Dalid Roshin. So Rabbein Azal says that you should know that the Chochem, the true Chochem, who is Oisek in being Megala Torah, the way that he does this, it's a two-step procedure. It depends on him gathering around himself a unit of Nefoshos, being male those nefoshos, and as a result of that, bringing down Torah with it. The gathering the nefoshos and uniting them, that's one sechel. The lifting them up and bringing down Torah with them is a second sechel, and this is how the Chochem goes about doing it. It's interesting that in the Shara Gilgulim of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vitalzal shows how the Arizal described to him among his unit of Talmidim, among his kvutza of Talmidim, the Arizal described to him each and every single Talmud, which sphera, which quality of Hashem they represented, and exactly how they were interwoven, how the relationships between them were interwoven, and why each and every single one was needed, what each one brought to the group that was unique, that was distinct from the others, and exactly how this kibbutz of nefoshos made up a shlemus, you know, a certain complete unit. A reminder that we're in the middle of a chapter on Likud Imran. We had about two or three shiurim previous on it. We'll try to explain it as best as we can, so that somebody hearing this for the first time will still be able to understand what came before it. Now Rabbi Nizal says, based on what we've learned till now, we'll be able to understand a new interpretation of a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says one of the stories that Rabba Bar Bar Chana told, v'zeh pirish omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana related, ishtoli nechusei yama, those people that go down to the ocean, the sailors, once told me the following story. They told me that there is a certain place in the ocean where ben galo legalo klas meo parsi, where the waves there are so high that between one wave and the other wave is a distance of 300 parsi. A parsa is 4 miles. So which means the distance between one wave and the other is 1,200 miles. Verumya de galo, and the height of these waves is klas meo parsi, is 1,200 miles. Zimna choda, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said one time, havi azlinon b'urcha, I was traveling, in the ocean, v'dalinon gala, and a wave lifted me up, ad dechazinon beimerbata dekoich v'zuta, until I was able to see the resting place of one of the small stars in Shamayim. Dehava kemivzar arboin griva bizra dechardala, where this resting place looked like a storage place that's used to store a certain measure of mustard seed. We'll see in the Rashbam exactly what the details of this are. Ve'i dalinon tfe, and if this wave had lifted me any higher, hava makalinon mehavla, I would have been burnt from the heat of the sun or the heat of this star coming so close to it. V'ramilo galo kola lechavrto, and I heard one wave calling out to the other wave. V'omrlo, and it said to it, chavrti, my friend, mi shavkis midi bialma deloy shatfis, is there anything in the world that you've left standing, that you didn't destroy? In other words, one wave saw the other wave was 1,200 miles high and assumed that that wave had like wiped out the whole world. So it said to it, is there anything in the world left that you didn't destroy? V'nesiano v'nechreva, and I'll go and I'll wipe it out. Omra lo, so the other wave answered it, puk chazi gevurta demoruch, take a look and see the greatness of your master, of Hashem. Da'afilu kemole chuta dechalo less the ibar. Where even as powerful as we are, these waves that are 1,200 miles high, they're not able to cross a thin line of sand on the beach. Hashem set up sand on the beach, and the waves have a boundary how far they're supposed to go, and they don't go past that line at all. Hashem draws a line for them, how far they're allowed to go, and they can't go any further. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ho'oisi loy tiro num Hashem. Are you not afraid of me, Hashem says, when you see the great things I'm able to do, how Kaviyoch Hashem is able to contain the ocean from spilling out and destroying the whole world. Let's take a look at the Rashbam, how the Rashbam translates this first, and then we'll see Rabbeinu Zal's interpretation of this Gemara. Bein gala legala, mishum dekoamrinon besomuch, because the Gemara is going to say shortly, v'romo gala kala lechavre, that one wave called out to the other wave, itzrich lashminon, the Gemara had to tell us, the mishloi shmeya isparsa shoma koilo shochaveroi, that at a distance of 1,200 miles away, the other wave was able to hear him. In other words, the distance between these two waves was 1,200 miles, so one wave yelled out to the other, roared out to the other, so loud that the other one was able to hear. Dalinon gala, a wave threw me up, Yoiser Mishir Govhoi, Hishlichani Lamalad Rokia. The wave threw me up higher than its own height. The wave was 1,200 miles high, but the wave lifted me up and threw me up in the air to the point where I rose so high where I was able to see the resting place of this star. Inami, another pshat is, Havla Drokia Nofish Ad Mahalech Korov Latov Kuvshono Shesh Menhorokia Loritz. The heat that comes from the sun or from the stars is so powerful that it extends for a distance of 500 years. The amount of distance that you would have to, it would take 500 years to travel back to the earth. So it's not that he was thrown up to a few inches away from the sun or a few inches away from the star, but the fact that he was thrown up so high and the heat that comes from the sun or these stars extends down a distance of 500 years worth. So that's why he was able to be so close to it. Marbato, be marbato de choich vazuta, the Gemara said. Shchiva, it means the resting place. De choich vazuta, choich of koton shebiktanim, one of the very small stars. Bizra, base zera. Bizra is a certain measure called a base zera. Arboim kur shel chardel, this means a measure of 40 kur of mustard seeds. Denefishi mikol shar zroim, that type of seed is more than just about any other type of seeds. It's very small and there's a lot of them that they're hoarded in these large quantities. Mekalinon mehavlo, I would have been burned from the heat. Nisrofin mechoim hakoichovim, I would have been burned from the heat that comes from these stars. Voromale galo, nosan koiloi, one wave gave forth its sound. Kloimar tsoak, it screamed out. Kedugmas, like the pasuk says, tohoim el tohoim koire lekoil tzinoi recha. We see there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it talks about one tohoim calling out to the other one. Veshemo hamalochim hamemunim aleim heim. The Rashbam says could be this doesn't mean literally the waves that were calling out, but the malach that's appointed over each wave. We know that each item in creation has a malach appointed over it. Could be it means the angel that represented these waves were calling out to each other. Shafkis midi bialma mipnei shehigbia kolkach, because this wave lifted itself up so high, hoyasovur sheyotzo chutz lesfasayam v'shotaf esaylam. So the other wave was sure that probably he must have gone out of his boundary and smashed the whole world, flooded the entire world. So he said to him, is there anything left that you haven't destroyed that I'll go and destroy? V'nechreve, and I'll go destroy it. Why? Mipnei ovoin hador. Obviously because the people weren't good, and the wave thought that the people deserved to be destroyed. Omar legalo lechavreis, so the wave said back, puk chazi gevurta demorach, klemar, einli reshus lotzeis kemole chuta dechalo. I don't have permission to leave my boundary, not even the amount of a thin string to go out of my boundary. I can't even leave the sand that Hashem has established as my boundary, even thin string worth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ha'oisi loy tiro." Aren't you afraid of me? Talmud kamar lo. That the Gemara is adding. That's not what the waves said to each other. The Gemara is putting in those words that, based on this story, we see the greatness of Hashem. That even though there are waves that go so high, Hashem can give instructions to a couple of grains of sand to contain them, to hold them back, and there's no problem. This is a story that's presented in the Gemara, and there are different interpretations given to this story. Rabbeinu Zal is going to give an explanation of this story in the Gemara based on what we learned so far in this chapter. Nechusiyama, those that go down to the ocean, hainu mamshiche yama do'oiraiso lezeh ho'ilam. This is referring to those people that bring the ocean of Torah, the sea of knowledge, into the world. Nochis means to come down or to bring down. Those that bring down the Yam HaTalmud into the world, referring to the Tzadikim, the Talmidei Chachamim, that bring new revelations of Torah to the world. Bein Gala Legala Tlas Mea Parsi, Shehu Bechinas Shin Hanal. It says there was a distance of 300 Parsi from one wave to the other. 300 is a shin. That refers to one type of sechel. Verum yedegala tlas mea parsi, and the height of the waves were 300 parsi. Shehu bechinas shin shnio anal. That refers to the second shin. Hainu shnei hasichliim kanal. This refers to the two types of sechel. Shehu hasechel shel kibbutz hanefoshos vasechel shehaolas hanefoshos lahamshich toira. The sechel that it takes for the chochem to gather together nefoshos and unite them, and the second sechel that it takes to elevate them, to lift them up. These two types of wisdom that the tzaddik has are represented by the two shins that we mentioned. The waves themselves represent the nefoshos of Bnei Israel, the different nefoshos of the Yidden. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzahali koilech bas galim, lift up your voice, daughter of waves. This is a pasuk in the Navi, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Gemara says, Shehi Bas Avhon. This means the daughter of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are called Galim. The Ovois are called Galim. Why? Because they did so many mitzvahs like the waves of the ocean. So the Gemara says the Jewish people, one of the nicknames of the Jews is Bas Galim, daughter of waves, referring to the Ovois HaKadoshim who poured on mitzvahs like the waves in the ocean. So we see that the Galim, the waves, represent the Nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael. That's one of the nicknames that's given to Bnei Yisrael. Bein Galo Legalo, in between the waves. We said in between the waves was a distance of 300 parsa. Elu hachachomim shem ben gala legala. This refers to the tzaddikim, the chachomim, who are found in between the waves. Hainu mechabrim kol hanefoshos, which means they bring together these nefoshos. They're in the middle, grabbing nefoshos on all sides and uniting them, connecting them. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'loikeach nefoshos chacham, that's the function of the chacham, to take the nefoshos and bring them together. Plus meo parsi, so we said that the distance between the waves was 300 parsa, shehu bechinas shin achas. This represents the first shin, that wisdom that the chacham needs to know how to bring together these nefoshes. That itself is a whole job, to select which students to teach, which ones not to teach, and once you pick a student that you want to teach, how to be makar of that student, and how to fit him into the whole group of students that already exist. Varumya de galo tlasmeya parsi. And the height of the wave was 300 parsa. Hainu lehaloi sanafoshoi zebechinas shinacheris. Height means elevation. To elevate these nefoshois, that took a second type of wisdom. A 300 parsi, a second shin. Zimna chodo aslina burcho. One time I was traveling, Rabbi Barbachona said. Hainu sheanachnu nichnasnu loirer zivug. Rabbi Barbachona says this means that we try to attempt to arouse the zivug in heaven, the yichud between Hashem and the Shekhinah, which is called oirach, hanikro oirach, kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, orchi verivi zerisoni. My path and my bed, verivi, refers to the bed, zerisoni, crowned me. So we see that oirach is put together with rivi, the bed, which represents an union of zivug. So when Rabbi Barbachona said, zimna choda azlinon bo'urcha, it means we were being oisek in bringing about the zivug in heaven between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Vidalinon galo, and a wave lifted us up. Hainu shedalinon hanefoshes lamala. This means that we did this item. We took the nefoshes and we elevated them. Bebechinas ir giboirim ola chocham. As we learned earlier in this chapter, that the chocham takes an ir giboirim and he elevates them. Ad chazinon beimerbata dechoychozuto. Until we were able to see the resting place of a small star. Hainu shegoramnu zivuga ilo. This means that we actually brought about the heavenly yichud between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Mirbato zebechinas zivug. Again, this term mirbato, which means the resting place. Remember, the Rashbam used the word shchiva, the bed where you lay down. That represents a place of zivug. Kemoy shekosuv orchi verivi. Shchinto nikras bishas zivug koich vazuta. And we know that the Shekhinah, when it's being united with Hashem, at the time of zivug, the Shekhinah is called a small star. That's the nickname that's given to the Shekhinah. Kemuva bezoihar, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, is avidas nekuda ze'ero migoy rechimto, that out of great love, out of the great love that exists between the Shekhinah and Hashem, the Shekhinah shrinks itself into a tiny dot, kedein ischap robebalo, and that's how she becomes united with her husband. The Zohar HaKadosh says in different places that this is the remez in the different nekudos that exist in the Aleph Beis. You have a vav with a dot under it, which could be one representation. You have a vav with a dot inside of it, which is the u sound, a shuruk, a malupum. And you have a vav with a dot on top of it, that's a cholam, the oi sound. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this is merames for the yichud, kudshei baruch hu, and the Shekhinah. The dot represents the Shekhinah, the female. The Vav represents the Zohar, Zeranpin. The Vav represents the six spheroids, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyed, Yesoid, the six midos, which represent the man. And the Dat represents the Malchus, which is the nickname for the woman, the Shekhinah, the Isha. So the Zohar HaKadosh says there are times that the woman is on a lower level than her husband. That's the Vav with the Dat on bottom of it. There are times when she is equal to her husband, when they're side by side. That's this concept of a yichud and a zivug, where the dat is inside the vav. And there's a concept of eshes chayil ateres bala. There are times that the woman rises to be the crown on the head of her husband, where in a sense she's above the husband. That's this dat on top of the vav. But in any case, we see this concept that the zivug between the shechina and kodesh baruch hu, the shechina is compared to this koich vazuta, this tiny dat. So we said, Isavidas Nekuda Zera, the Shechina becomes a tiny dot, Migoy Rechimta, out of love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kedei Neschabra Bebala, and that's when it becomes united with its husband. Ayin Shom, look in the Zohar HaKodesh. Vahavo Kemivzar Arboin Griva Bizra Dechardala. And the place, the resting place of this star was this size, the size of a storage for 40 kur of this seed, this mustard seed. Kemuva b'zoyar, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the unbelievable miracles that takes place is regarding a certain animal, an ayeles hashachar. The Zohar HaKadosh says there is a certain type of a wild deer, which hay chaya, this animal, kad ispara, when it becomes pregnant, istatmas, the opening from which the vlad is supposed to come out from, becomes closed up, and this deer is not able to give birth ad da'asya nochosh, until Hashem makes a miracle that a snake comes along, v'noshich be'er yiso, and bites this ayola in the mokoyim erva by the Pesach where the vlad is supposed to come out from, kedein ispatchas, then the Pesach is opened, v'nofik mino domo, and blood comes forth from this ayala, v'hi shosis ledama, and the ayala drinks from this blood, and then the vlad is able to come out. The Zohar HaKadosh describes that this is one of the, that this is the ayala whom all the animals come to whenever there's a need for rain. All the chayas come to this ayala and ask for it to pray for them for rain. And the Zohar HaKadosh describes certain extraordinary things that take place with this ayala. For example, the difficulty that it has in giving birth, how much it's toloi in the rachmei shamayim, that it takes actually a miracle of this snake coming along and biting it in that place to create the Pesach for the vlad to be able to come out from. So this ayala is very learned in davening to Hashem, knowing how much it needs, rachmei shamayim, in order for it to give birth. And this is the ayola whom all the animals come to ask to be mespal for rain when there's a need for rain for them. So Rabbein Azal says, v'zeh b'chinas bizra d'chardala. This is why the Gemara over there used this terminology, bizra d'chardala. Let's take each word. Bizra haynu b'chinas tipas dam kechardal denofik mino machmas hanashicha bebeis zera. The Zohar HaKadosh there describes a tiny drop of blood that comes out of this ayol because the snake bites it by the base zera. That's what it's called. Now, chardal is a term that's used specifically related to blood. We know the Gemara says nida that today's women are so religious that they're makbid, they accept upon themselves the laws of nida, even when they only see, according to the Doraisa, according to the Chumash, they wouldn't be considered impure unless they see a certain large amount of dam and of blood, and for a few times in a row. Whereas the women are so religious that they've accepted upon themselves that even when they see a tipas dam kechardel, even when they see a tiny drop of blood like the size of a mustard seed, they're ready to accept upon themselves the laws of nida. So we see that the blood, the dam nida, is compared specifically to this chardel, to this mustard seed. Base zera, bizra, pirush rashi, base zera. That bizra refers to a place where these seeds are stored, base zera. V'acharkach oylidas. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that after the snake does this, that's when this ayala is able to give birth. The Zohar HaKadosh says this on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ka'ayol taroi galafike moyim, that the ayol screams out, is mismalt Hashem alafike moyim. Why? The Zohar HaKadosh explains, because this ayol needs incredible, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the ayol, the Zohar ayol, is the one whom all the animals come to Teeska to be mismal for rain, and the ayala, the female ayol, the Zohar HaKadosh tells this unusual story about the difficulty it goes through in being able to give birth. When we talk about the birth, when you're able to bring about a zivogila, a yichud between Hashem and the Shechina, and something is born from it, something is produced. What's produced? It's the new revelation of Torah that's produced. And just as when Hashem gave to the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, he received it in 40 days, he went up to heaven for 40 days and 40 nights, so too when a tzaddik today receives a revelation of Torah, it has to go through a concept of 40 days and 40 nights. Hainu b'chinas shar chiyusa. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, that this ayolo is surrounded by all the other animals. The Zohar HaKadosh says, on all four sides, the animals surround this ayola, waiting to see it give birth, waiting to see this miracle. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, there are 10 animals on each side of the ayola. It's surrounded on all four sides by 40 animals. Hainu b'chinas shar chiyusa shehem arboim, asor l'chol star, kemuv hashom, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'ze b'chinas arboin grivo, b'chinas arboin chiyusa shem arboim yoim shel haTorah. This is what it means when it says he saw the resting place of this small star, and it was this size of arboin grivo. It was being merames to this birth, this special birth that has to take place. This ayola is one of the nicknames of the Shechina. The Shechina is called Ayela Tashachar. And so too, just as this ayola goes through this difficulty in being able to give birth, so too when a tzaddik, when a chacham wants to be moiled new Torah, it also requires bringing about this zivogilo and going through some similar phases. This, just like the ayola is surrounded on four sides by these 40 animals, corresponding to the birth that took place on Har Sinai, where the Torah was being born into the world, and there also it went through a bechina of 40, a certain concept of 40. Blood here refers to damnida. In other words, the blood that represents the giving birth, that the mokoim, that mokoim. Period. Saying here that the concept of a chocham, being able to bring forth new Torah, is a concept of a leida. It's a concept of giving birth. Just like over there it requires a zivug, here also it requires a zivug. And he brings remozim from this story that the Zohar HaKadosh tells about how a certain extraordinary birth takes place, to show how that corresponds in some ways to when the Shechina wants to be moiled new Torah, when Hashem wants to bring forth to the world new revelations of Torah. As far as I know, Rabbeinu Zal does not mention the connection in this chapter. I would assume that there is a connection, but it's not mentioned openly here. Where does the snake tie in? But again, he's bringing a connection between what he described as how a chacham brings new Torah into the world, showing some parallels between that and this extraordinary birth that's described in the Zohar HaKadosh. We see this Beis Zera, we see the Koich Vazuta, we see the Dam, we see the 40 days, the 40 Chayos. He's showing some of the connections between those two things. Now, Rabbi Bar Chana said in the story, Ve'i dalinon tfei, and if we would have gone any higher up, have a makalinon mihavla, we would have been burnt from the heat. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki yesh hevel ashena sal horetz. There's a pasuk in Koheles that says that there is a certain strange item in the world. Asher yesh tzadikim asher magi aleim kemaisa horishoim, v'yesh rishoim shemagi aleim kemaisa tzadikim. That if a person studies what's going on in the world, they see that there are tzadikim sometimes that go through suffering which we would normally assume is due for Rishoim, and there are times that we see Rishoim having a good time in this world in a manner that we would think that that's only right, that that should be deserving for tzaddikim. And the Pasuk in Kohelet says, Yesh hevel asher nasa l'oritz. There is this cloud, like in a sense, on the world, this cloud of mystery, of confusion, which we don't understand. Why is it like this? Validei ha-hevel hazeh rabim nisbakru. And as a result of this dilemma, there are many people that have become apikursim. They lost their faith in Hashem. Sheroyim tzadik v'raloi. They see tzaddikim suffering, they see Rishoim having a good time, and they can't understand it. It doesn't make sense to them, and as a result, they stop believing in Hashem. Therefore, Abba Baruch Hu said, if I would have succeeded in lifting up more, in going up higher, dalinon, the wording there is dalinon tfei, which could mean either rising higher, or it could mean lifting up more nefoshos. If we would have succeeded in elevating more nefoshos, azai bevadai have a mekalinon loshen kula mehavla. We would have lightened, we would have made easier this hevel, this dilemma, this apikursis. This problem would not be that difficult to the world. In other words, Rabbi Baruch Hu was explaining that when a chacham succeeds in being mal and nefoshos in this way, he obviously strengthens the emunah in Hashem in such an extent that this paradox, this suffix, which is one of the main problems that plagues people in emunah, this problem would become lessened in the world. One wave called out to the other one and said, Chaverti, my friend, is there anything that you left over in the world that you didn't flood? Let me go and I'll flood it. Rabbi Nezal explains, Hainu kishe acharkach, kishe kol elo hanefoshos choizre meibur anal. These nefoshos, these students of the tzaddik, whom he took and he elevated them, when they come back down from this ibur, from this pregnancy, from this process of giving birth, of bringing forth a hoilod of new Torah to the world, validei ha-klolios nitoisev bohem avo zelozeh, through the fact that the chacham brought them together, he made them into a package, he affects an increase of ahava between them. They feel a liking to each other and a responsibility one for the other. And then each one of these nefoshes become aroused towards the other one. They say to each other, maskirin ze, they remind each other. Each one calls out to the other one, saying, "Ochi, my brother, my friend." Shemo shavkis eza mida boilamazeh sheadayin himoshelis olecha. Maybe you've left something over in the world. In other words, maybe there's still some midah, some gashmiyistik midah, sha'adayin himoshelas alecha, which you haven't conquered yet, which you haven't flooded yet, means which you haven't overcome yet. In other words, these nefoshos say to each other, after they experience this high and they're coming back down, now they feel a love for each other because the tzaddik united them in this way, and now they start looking out for each other. And one says the other, is there any midah ro that you still have that you haven't been able to overcome yet? And you can't succeed in overcoming this midaro. I'll help you. I'll go and destroy it. Meaning, I'll help you to be able to destroy this last midaro that you still have inside of you. Let me help you overcome it. So the other wave responded back. The other nefesh answers back. Puk chazi gevurta demorach. Analyze the greatness of your master. Hainu shehu hachocham honal. Referring to the chacham who did all of this for us. Meaning, re'e kamo koichi godol. I want you to realize how great is the power of this chacham. The afilu kemole chuto dechalo, less the ovar. Pirish Rashi, Rashi, the Rashbam explains, this should say the Rashbam, afilu kemole roichav hachut, lo yocholti lotzeis chutz min achol. The wave said, I can't even move out of the sand a thin line. Chol means sand, and chol also means impurity, the opposite of kodesh. This nefesh said to the other, I haven't even moved away from the tumah a millimeter. I'm still totally in the tumah. I haven't moved away from the sand a tiny drop yet. Sand meaning choil, impurity. Pirish at shoyela soisi. This means the way this nefesh says to the other one, you're asking me, shemo shavakti mido ba'olam sha'adayin lo tikanti oiso, that maybe there's one little item that I haven't fixed yet in my neshama. Maybe I fixed up everything and there's one little thing that I have left over to fix and I haven't succeeded in doing it, so you'll come and help me to do it. Va'adayin lo yotzosi min achoil al hakodesh afilu kamol echut. Whereas the reality is that I haven't even succeeded in entering into the Kedusha a tiny drop. I'm just at the beginning. I'm still by the choil. I'm still by the tumah. Ubevadai mishu b'madrega kozois, bevadai less the ovar. And a person who's on such a low level, you would say logically, there's no way in the world that that person could participate in this process of going into this ibur, affecting this pregnancy and birth in heaven. In other words, bringing down new revelations of Torah to the world. That's what you would say. She'i'ef sheloi lovoi lebechinas ibur anal. Such a nefesh that's so low, there's no way in the world for it to be able to participate in bringing down these new revelations of Torah. V'afal pikein, but still, puk chazi gavur to demorach. Look how great this chacham is. Look how great this tzaddik is. Haynu koyach hachacham shekol kach koyachoy chozok shafilu nefesh sheli he'elo bi'ibur. That this chacham was even able to take a nefesh like mine and have it participate in this process of bringing down these new revelations of Torah into the world. That this Rabbeinu Zal uses this story in the Gemara to explain this Torah Nekutim Ran, and those all the concepts that we discussed so far about how the Chochem is Mala than a Foshois and brings down new Torah with it. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Pirish, now Rabbeinu Zal is going to use a Pasuk to show how in one of the Psukim in Tehillim is found everything we spoke about so far in this Torah. Ashrei Ha'om, Yoidei Serua, Hashem Bo'er Ponecho Ya'aleichon. This shir was given on Rosh Hashanah by Rabbeinu Zal, we said. So he based the shir on a pasuk in Tehillim that talks about the shofar. Ashrei Ha'om, Zebechinas Hashkocha. The word Ashrei means fortunate. The word Ashrei also means to look at. We said, Tovoi Toshuri Meroi Shamona. The word Loshur in Hebrew also means to look at. Yoidei Serua, Zebechinas Yaakov. Who are the ones who are able to affect this hashgacha of Hashem? It's the Yoidei Serua. The Trua is the symbol of Yaakov Avinu. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the Tkiya Shvorim Trua that we blow on Rosh Hashanah correspond to Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. So the Trua is Yaakov Avinu. Also, there's a pasuk that says, Loihibit Oven B'Yaakov, V'loiro omol b'Yisrael, Hashem alikov imoy, usiruas melech boy. The pasuk associates Yaakov Avinu, Loihibit Oven B'Yaakov, utruas melech boy, and the Trua, that Yaakov Avinu is represented by the Trua. So when the pasuk says, Yoidei Serua Zebechinas Yaakov, Trua represents Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Bechinas Tztoko, Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of charity. We see the pasuk associates Yaakov Avinu with tztoka, that through tztoka a person is able to destroy the taivas mamoin, which is blocking, that causes the kaas of Hashem, the avodah zorah, which is the opposite of hashgacha shlema. We said once a person is mesaken the taivas mamoin through tztoka, that's how he brings this hashgacha shlema of Hashem into the world. And the pasuk says, Hashem bo'er ponecho yahalechon. It says Hashem, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Havayo zebchinas havayos pchinas chasodim. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei represents chesed. We said earlier that when a person eliminates the avodah zarah of idol worship, that's when Mashiach will be able to come. The pasuk says that bayoyim hahu yashlicha adam eselilei kaspoi ve'alilei zahavoi. That when Mashiach comes, people will throw away their idols of gold and silver. And we said also that when Mashiach comes, there'll be a revelation of chesed. Va'ose chesed l'mashichoi. That Mashiach is associated with chesed. So we see here that through this hashgacha shlema, through this tikkun of taivas momoin, there is Hashem, yud kei vav kei, chesed. Bi'or ponecho zebechinas hasechel. Kamo shekosuv chochmas odom torah ponov. This chesed results in sechel. We quoted the pasuk earlier, Vani baroiv chazdecho ovoi veisecho. And the bias, the Beis Hamikdash, is an yin of das, sechel. Yehalechun elu hanefoshois. The word yehalechun refers to nefoshois. Bechinas mehaloich nefesh. We quoted a pasuk earlier where the pasuk said, Toiv moer einayim mehaloich nefesh. So halicha refers to the souls, which the Chochem takes, and he's mala these nefoshois, and with them he brings down the new revelations in Torah, just as when Mashiach comes, we learned earlier that there's going to be a revelation of this Torah da Atikos Stimo, these deep secrets of Torah that weren't known before, are going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, I found a small piece of paper like that had Rabbeinu Zal's handwriting on it that was related to this chapter in Likud Imran. But I only found a small piece of paper like which seemed to be like the end of a page that was written. And the beginning was missing, the beginning was torn off. Vizehu, this is what I found written on that piece of paper. HaTorah, Shehi Bechinas Re'iyo. The Torah corresponds to the power of sight, the power to be able to see. Tinso, Ta'amim, Nekudois, Tagenoises, Kanal. We said just as the Torah is made up of those four sections, the trup, the vowels, the letters, the crowns, so too the power to see is guided by the eye, which has the pupil and the three colored rings around it. Kol bosor yachtov. The pasuk says that all flesh will be brought together, all people will be brought together. Ze bechinas lekitas hanefoshois kulam. This corresponds to the concept of the chacham gathering together the nefoshois. Bebechinas loikeach nefoshois chacham. That this is one of the functions of a tzaddik, of a chacham, of a talmud chacham, to bring together these nefoshois. Ki pi Hashem diber, because the mouth of Hashem has spoken, kol ze nase al yidei ruach nedivo kanal. All of this is brought about through a charitable spirit, through a ruach nedivo. This is what Rabbeinu Zal had written on that piece of paper. Shehu pi Hashem, a charitable spirit, is a concept of the mouth of Hashem. Kemo Yishom Rechazal, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, beficha zut staka. There's a pasuk where the Gemara learns out from that pasuk all about a person keeping his word. And over there it's talking about charity, when a person makes a pledge for tzedakah to make sure to fulfill it. And the Gemara darshins there that the word beficha refers to tzedakah. Ad kan l'shoinoi zal. These were Rabbeinu Zal's words that were written on that piece of paper. Umuvan hadovor, Rav Nosson Zal says, it's obvious, shemevi hamikra, that Rabbeinu Zal was referring to a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, v'niglo kvoid Hashem, that when Mashiach comes, the honor of Hashem is going to be revealed, v'ro kol bosar yachdov ki pi Hashem diber, and all of mankind is going to see together, going to witness together that Hashem has spoken. Umevayer kol hamaymar hanal shumefurish b'posuk zeh, and in this posuk is contained everything that we spoke about so far in this shir about the revelation of the kavod of Hashem, these secrets of Torah and everything, and how it's dependent on this v'ro kol bosar yachdov in bringing together this process of loikeach nefoshos. Yachdov means uniting them, bringing together these nefoshos. Ki pi Hashem diber, which refers to tztoka. Tztoka, breaking the taivas mamoin, which generates this chesed and das that we learned about in the beginning of the Torah. Umevayar kol hamaymar nal shemefurish b'posuk zeh. This posuk is the basis for explaining this whole chapter on Likutei Moran. Ach b'avoneseinu arabim choser pirush reisha dekro. But the first part of the posuk, the v'nigla kvoid Hashem, we don't see any mention of that in this chapter on Likutei Moran. In other words, it seems that Rabbeinu Zal did not explain how that first part of the posuk ties into this period. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? If you'll go back to the beginning and follow this through, you'll see how all of this is woven together very well, how all of these concepts do tie together, how Rabbeinu Zal started off in the beginning talking about how important it is to draw Hashem's close supervision on the world, on Klal Yisrael, and how that depends on breaking Taivas Mamoin, because Taivas Mamoin is compared to Avodah Zarah. And we know that when there's Avodah Zarah, Hashem is angry. When Hashem is angry, Hashem turns away from us. He's not looking at us. That's the opposite of this Hashgacha Shleima. So when a person breaks the Taivas Mamoin, that helps to draw this Hashgacha Shleima. We said, how do you do it? Through Tztaka. And Rabbeinu Zal brought a statement from the Zohar HaKadosh that showed that there's a ruach that's meshachech the chamimus delipa. The chamimus represented the anger of Hashem. The ruach is the ruach nedivo. That's a term that's used about tztaka, when a person has a charitable spirit. And then Rabbeinu Zal went on to show how that brings about that when Mashiach comes, that's when this is going to be accomplished, this complete breaking of the Taivas Mamoin, there'll be a Hizgalus of Chesed, a Hizgalus of Das, and Rabbeinu Zal showed how the Tzadikim nowadays are also Oisek in this Hizgalus of Das, in being Megala, new Torah to the world, which represents a Tikkun of the Merkovo Ilo, Merkovo Tato, and the different things, how Rabbeinu Zal showed the connection between the Nefoshos of those people that the Chochom is Mala to the Torah that he brings down. Reb Nachman Shigurin Zal, in the back of this Torah, explains how this is tied into the Nefoshah is coming to the Tzaddik, especially for Rosh Hashanah. They come to him and they bring their Ritzoinois to him, their good Ritzoinois, and he's Mala these Nefoshahs, and he's able to bring down new revelations in Torah, just like we say on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is tied into Shavuos. That on Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. When Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, it was also Bekoil shofar aleim hoifoto. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, Ato Nigleso Banan Kvoidecho, that Rosh Hashanah is also an inyan of Matan Torah, receiving a new Hizgalus of Torah, which is brought about through this Loikeach Nefoshes Chacham. This is why it's so important to visit Kivrei Tzadikim Erev Rosh Hashanah, because it's on Rosh Hashanah that there is this new Hizgalus of Torah for the entire year, where the Chacham receives his new package of Torah for the year, and it's based on the Nefoshes that come to him. This process of this Lokeach Nefoshes Chacham is what allows him to bring about these tikkunim for the Merkovah and to bring down this new Hizgalus of Torah. Halavai, we should be zecha to understand this, and whatever we don't understand now, to be zecha to learn this again and again so it'll become clearer, and be zecha to follow Rabbeinu Zal's advice here of seeking out these tzaddikim, these chachomim who know how to be able to do this, this lokeach nefoshes chacham, and bringing down this new Hizgalus of Torah. Baruch Hashem.